Go ahead and settle your body, however you'd like to for the next half an hour or so. And see if you can use the rhythm of the breathing as a support for that process. So without pinning it down too hard, just recognizing that this process is unfolding right now. That whatever it's like to be here right now has a certain rhythm that can be described by the two words in and out. And that kind of continuous unfolding of the breath is treated like an invitation to continuously be here, getting in touch with what it's like to settle into this seated posture. And to kind of deliberately reduce the activity and tension in the body in this posture. Settle into it. Feel your body settle onto the spot. Over the course of the in and the out breath, and be very optimistic. Keep the mind open to the idea that it can get yet more settled. The body can feel more still, more at home. Develop the conviction that every part of your body is resting in contact with the ground, is being held up by the earth, even the floaty bits like your hands and your head. And see if your awareness can settle into the experience of the body, the way that your body is settling onto the ground. Your seat, your cushion, wherever you are. See if you can unify those two actions. And we're going to summarize that unification with a word for the in and the out breath. And those words are going to be here and now. Here on the in breath, now on the out breath. And at the beginning here, see if you can be fairly non-discerning. Don't really worry about the details, particular sensations. Worry about settling. And we're going to deal with the feelings here. Broadly speaking, I'm going to use the word feelings. Starting with your body. How does your body feel? And because the word feeling is very, very broad, we'll break it down a little bit. And we'll deal with what we call Vedana first, so pleasantness or unpleasantness. Let's start with the unpleasant. Yeah, it's nice to have a deliberate way to be in touch with such feelings. Let's choose something like unconditional kindness, friendliness. And we can still use those words here and now, because the important thing is not to be chased away by such feelings into the green pastures of fantasy and rumination. Just be with your body, however it is right now, and that may include some unpleasantness. And because the word that we're translating is feelings here in this exercise is a big word, that's kind of convenient. Because as you get in touch with some of the sensations in the body that you might call unpleasant, you may have things like thoughts arising, perceptions. This thing. It's like this. I'm like this. My body's like this. My work's like this. The kinds of things that can crowd around a little feeling in the shoulders. And they get that same unconditional friendliness, and they are met here and now as they arise and pass away. And if there's any kind of motive force, if there's any sense of urgency or any reactivity that arises around those feelings, they also get the same treatment. Actually, the whole process can still be described as settling into the here and now. And we will transition to pleasant Vedana in the body, pleasantness in the body. Or if you're a good practitioner, as my dear teacher would say, you can turn something neutral into a pleasant sensation by being aware of it, like, hey, I'm alive. It's nice. It's nice to still be breathing. But the crucial thing at the beginning is to establish this contact with pleasantness as yet another way of settling into the here and now. Pleasantness specifically with relation to bodily sensations at the moment. And they also get the same treatment of unconditional friendliness. And they also get a kind of thorough treatment. That is to say, any associated views and thoughts also are treated as something arising here and now. And any kind of motive force that arises also isn't something that gets pursued off into oblivion, but just catches some of that sense of settling. You can settle into an impulse to run far, far away if one should arise. That impulse is still here, it's not far away. So settling into pretty much anything that comes up in relation to pleasantness in the body. And now we're going to do the same thing with maybe more traditionally traditionally, as in terms of the everyday usage of the word, feelings. The material of the mind. So let's start with unpleasant. And maybe you're the happiest person on the planet and you can't find one, in which case you can just celebrate. But otherwise, you're going to see if you can bring some unconditional friendliness and presence to anything that we could call a feeling that has an unpleasant tone in the present moment here. And this may not be one that you can ascribe to your body. Melancholy, for example, if you want to give a name, or tension. Boredom, frustration, etc. You do not need to be able to name it. You need to be able to recognize with awareness the unpleasant tone, the tone of unpleasantness, however subtle it may be. And without scrabbling around, without digging in and grabbing onto things too much, could be interesting to have a little bit of curiosity about the perceptions, thoughts that arise in association with this feeling. The whole way of framing the world may be arising here. And if it is, it's arising here and now, and those are still our words. Not taking these feelings as a doorway out of this moment in any way. And they all still get that unconditional friendliness. And that includes any habitual way of reacting, of running with these feelings. Don't take anything for granted. The feeling, the perceptions or thoughts or views, or any kind of motive forces that arise, they all have to arise to be here. Meaning, the fact that you were aware of it a second ago doesn't mean it's going to stay here. You have to keep coming back to the here and now and seeing what's actually happening. Do not be complacent. Do not believe a story like I am observing irritation. It might stop being irritation in the next moment. Just be here now. Here now is pretty good. Do that. We're going to switch to a pleasant, something pleasant in the mind. Now, for me, I'm having a very friendly feeling in my mind right now. So I'm going to get in touch with the kind of pleasantness of friendliness because it just happens to be here. But anything else that's arising is fair game. These do not need to be, done in sequence. Do not need a separate moment to be friendly and then another moment to get in touch with the pleasantness of friendliness. These two things can be done here and now. And the emphasis here is specifically on that pleasant Vedana, whatever feeling it is you chose, starting there. Make that pleasant Vedana like a toothache. What I mean is, if you have a really bad toothache, your tooth is very small, and yet somehow it can almost consume your whole experience of the present moment. Make that pleasant Vedana like a toothache. Why can't it be big? There's no reason it can't be big, even if it's only the size of your tooth. And you can have a certain openness, curiosity to the kinds of views and thoughts that arise when you are pervaded by enjoying unconditional friendliness or whatever it is, whatever pleasant Vedana you've chosen to get in touch with. And here still, if there are motive forces, if there's like a desire arising or something, it just gets the same treatment. It is something that is here and now. There may be places that pleasantness has not yet reached. Be open to the possibility that it can also reach those places. It's going to do it on its own, like a toothache.